The Family Sal Band, one you will hear a lot about. They came to me as a group in Raleigh, North Carolina. We had a great discussion about their brand new album, From Texas to Tennessee, about the band. I had each one of them introduce themselves because it was too many for me. A lot of fun, great enthusiasm, great talent. You're going to hear a lot about them in the future. I had a great time. You're going to love hearing these people talk about growing up playing bluegrass and how they support each other and just the wonderful time they're having, and they enjoy playing the music for you so much. This is them right now. I'm really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass Sal Family Band.
Yes, sir.
I have a lot of music from you guys, and I have the entire band here. And before we're finished, I want everybody to introduce themselves. You're all going to have to speak at some point. Not a lot, but everybody's going to have to at least say their name. You're doing a good job of getting music to me for what I need to do, and I know that you've sent me singles off and on, and now I have the full album that's coming available.
Yes, sir.
Right? And that's From Texas to Tennessee.
That is correct. Right?
Tell me, you guys can just take turns talking about this, and come over here if you like.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I just want everybody to be able to be heard. Speak loudly. I mean, this works pretty good, but
yes, sir.
Well, I'll kind of move it around to you.
Okay.
Tell me about your band, because you're all fairly young. I'm getting a lot of good information from you out of your enterprise, I'll call it.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about the band. How many we have?
There are six kids and mom on stage.
Well, and technically, y'all are no longer kids. You're my kids,
true.
But you're 21.
You'll be mom's kids forever.
Yeah. Right? right. Anyway,
that's just the way it goes.
There's six siblings on stage plus mom. I'm the oldest. My name is Jacob. I'm 21. And then Joshua is 20.
Yes.
I'm Joshua Sal. And then Naomi is 18.
Yes.
Say your name.
Naomi.
And then her twin sister is Abigail.
I'm Abigail.
I have an Abigail.
Aww,
do you really?
Yeah,
she'll turn 30 in December.
Wow.
That's awesome. Know what the meaning of Abigail is?
I used to know.
Father's joy.
That's it. That's what I thought when I named her.
I thought this is
Father's joy.
Yeah.
Well, you have a middle name?
Rose.
All right. My daughter's name is Elizabeth. All right. So after that, then.
I'm Jean-Marc Sal. I'm 13.
I'm just Sal. I'm 12.
All right. Yeah. Good enough. Tell me
awesome.
About the band, because you guys just kind of come out of nowhere. And
yes, sir.
And you give me music, and I get stuff from Tennessee address. Is that right?
Right.
Okay,
that's right.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you anymore.
No, that's all right. We are now from Knoxville, Tennessee. We've been there for about 7 months now. We moved in February, right? We moved there in February. We're originally from Texas. And that's why it's called From Texas to Tennessee. So
Autobiographical.
Yeah. It describes our journey from who we were in Texas to who we are now in Tennessee. Because our family is first generation bluegrass. My mom and dad did not grow up listening or playing bluegrass.
That's unusual for a young family. So how did you guys as siblings get into bluegrass if it wasn't some influence from your parents?
We have to credit Silver Dollar City and Mr. D.A. Calloway for that.
Okay.
We went to Silver Dollar City for the first time in 2006 during the month of May, which is when they have their month-long bluegrass festival. And we were there May 30th, wasn't it? May 30th in the Opera House. We saw Rhonda Vincent and the Rage on stage for the first time.
Might as well start off on top.
That's right. That's right.
You were going to say something as you got closer.
Well, it was just God chose bluegrass for us. It was just it's the music we love, and we love to bless people with the talents that God has given us. And it's just we love to bring the enthusiasm on stage and just let people know our story, and that's really what From Texas to Tennessee was about.
You have a lot of enthusiasm in the recordings that you do also. I sense
yes, sir.
I can't. I've not seen you perform yet, but I probably will before this week as we're
yes,
talking
sir.
In Raleigh, North Carolina right now.
That's right.
But I'll probably see you somewhere, but I can tell in your recordings and the stuff that you send me, the printed material, that there's a lot of enthusiasm in what you do.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You have to do more than say
We do. We love what we do. We love playing as a band. We love playing as a family. And so being able to do it as a family is, the biggest part in the enthusiasm of it. That, you know, we're living this adventure together. It's just not like we separate after every show. I mean, we're around each other 24/7, so.
And yet you can still play with each other.
That's right. That's right. We love what we do. And there's nothing I believe I can speak for the rest of my family when I say that there is nothing we'd rather be doing than playing for playing with our family and no one else that we'd rather play with.
What do you think? I am going to make you talk. There's no wrong answer, by the way.
Thank you. I agree with them. They said a lot of how we feel. For me, it's our life, so doing that together really means a lot, and I think that contributes to a lot of the enthusiasm you're talking about, because, I mean, we're siblings, we joke around, we have fun, so we kind of just want to pour that into our music so people get a sense of who we are just from our music.
I noticed on this album that you do have a nice collection. You've got, you did Uncle Penn.
Yes, sir.
So that's kind of the roots part. You have Larry Sparks on here. I am the man, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Which is one of the coolest. I think that's the perfect song for Larry, and I think it'll be the perfect song for you. You have Jerry Salley, one of the all-time great songwriters, producers, singer. Jerry Salley was just recently on my show, and I couldn't wait to find a chance to get him on because he's one of those names in Nashville that's like, if you can get to Jerry, he's one of those special people.
Right.
And I also noticed that you have. You have Orange Blossom Special. Who's gonna show off on that one?
That'd be John Moss.
Really? Tell me about Orange Blossom Special.
Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting because we recorded it in the studio, but I think it was a couple weeks later after we recorded it, we played at Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and we were playing at the stage, and our stage was right by the train track. And we were playing Orange Blossom Special, and it was so awesome because we were recording it, and the train Klondike Katie came right by.
Klondike Katie, so
that's the train.
The train gets a credit.
It blew the whistle right at the right time, and it was just on time and everything, so we had to put that on the album. I think it's a really special song.
So you like that. Fiddle players like Orange Blossom Special.
They have to.
They have to.
It's
a hard song. To me, I'm a banjo player for the most part, and I do other things, but Orange Blossom Special is harder to play and keep it interesting than people think.
That's right.
Do you agree? Because so many people record it, and so many people do versions like the original one, but so you must do something a little bit special to make it yours.
I do try to, throw a little different stuff in there, and I try to stick close to the original, but I throw a couple songs in there, actually. I throw in You Are My Sunshine.
Okay.
And then sometimes I'll throw in I'll Fly Away or I Saw the Light.
Okay.
And then I'll do the Andy Griffith theme. And then one of my favorite parts is the song we do from The Devil Went Down to Georgia. We do The Devil's Break. And I just really like
do all that in 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Yes, sir. And I think our fans really love that because it shows that we like to be unique and be different. And I just think that song was really special to have that chance to do that at Dollywood and have it on the album with the train.
With the train. Tell me something about yourself, young man.
I play the dobro.
How did you get playing the dobro?
Well, we were at this festival in Two Rivers, and Dolos and Quicksilver was playing. And Josh Swift was on the dobro, and I saw him, and I was like, that's the instrument I want to play. And so Jacob wanted to learn. He was trying to get in the dobro, but he was kind of like, I want to stick with the banjo. And so...
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And so, he had his old dobro, so we started on that, and then I had it there, so I went to the workshop with Josh Swift, and he took me under his wing and taught me a lot of stuff, and he said, this dobro needs some work. The strings are messed up, the bridge under the cone is caving in, so the strings are getting messed up, and it will give you bad habits, and I don't want you to play this dobro for a long time. So, and he told us Beard would be a good, and he said Mr. Paul Beard is he's just a great guy, and so we came to IBMA 2017 last year, and we got a Deco Beard Dobro, and I've been I picked around on it, and then we met Tim Graves at Stigma the next year, and we kind of got talking. He does less Skype lessons and stuff, and then we played at Festival with him, and then he was like, I would be honored to teach you, and so he, we got some lessons, and so I've been taking lessons from him for about 7 months.
So. Tim, so you, Joshua, Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. Tim Graves wins Player of the Year, I think, so many times at Stigma that they've asked him to stop trying.
Like
10 or 11 years in a row, I mean, it's a great band, and he's got some lineage. Graves means something.
So
you're the banjo player. So
yes, sir.
How do you do what you do?
So I play the guitar. Okay. This is Joshua. I've been playing for about, I'd say about 9 or 10 years now. I actually, in the past couple of years, I've been privileged to take from Jake Workman, a little shameless plug right there. And I've just been so blessed with what the Lord has given me talent-wise, and just love playing with my family, and it's just a great experience. So.
I did not ask you what you play.
I play mostly mandolin, but my heart really is in singing.
Okay. Singing's an instrument. Your voice is an instrument. That's good. And you peek in every once in a while, Naomi, but I don't really. I'm not sure that I know what you play yet.
I play the bass.
Okay. Foundation of every fine band. She's the rock.
Yeah.
Literally.
Thank you.
If they don't have a... what's the saying that nobody knows is what I do until I don't do it? For a bass player. Yeah, that's right. That's a true statement, because if you're off, everybody's off, because they have to follow you. Mm-hmm. Do you sing also?
No, I do.
All right. Who all sings in this group?
So, I sing, Jacob sings, John Mark will sing a little bit. We're getting Justice to sing now as well. He actually sings a song on our latest album, I've Got to Work on the Ark.
Okay.
And then Mama sings too. She sings
Perfect Love.
Perfect Love. Yeah. They let me sing. I don't play.
Mamas don't get left to do nothing. Mamas do because they're mamas.
Oh, well, they... Well, I feel blessed to be able to be on stage with my children and work together and honor the Lord with the music He's given us to play and to touch lives and hearts. There's a lot of hurting people out there, and, you know, we may be on stage for 20 to 40 minutes at a festival or an hour and a half in a church service, and our purpose is to uplift and encourage, plant seeds, and just bring joy to everyone we meet.
I like all of this, guys. I'm so happy. We started a little early, and I'm glad you were down here, because I'm real happy with what I'm hearing from all of you. So I look forward to seeing you. You'll be around here for a while.
Yes, sir.
I'll catch you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And thanks so much for the music. And for your dedication and your joy. You guys are having a good time, either that or you're absolutely fooling me totally. And I don't think that's what's happening at all. All right, good enough.
Try our very best to be authentic.
Authentic. Go about your business. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.